Hey everyone, it's BusChickAKM. I just thought I'd do an evening boo. It's 21:39. I believe it's about 6:39 LA time. And the reason why that's important is, well, folks, I finally did what I've been thinking of doing for quite a while. Well, since I found them. I finally called KTLH. Yeah, KJLH. Sorry. I was singing KTLA. Gosh. It's in LA too, but it's a TV station. But KJLH got a phone call today. And I've left a message with one of the media guys there, and hopefully he'll pass it on to Steve. I don't know. Or just Steve's security. You know, that's sick. When Stivlin Morris, aka Stevie Wonder, needs to have a security detail, that's sad. What in the hell is this world coming to? Okay. That's just my rage. That's just... You know... Stevie Wonder has brought nothing but love and peace and hope to this world. And of course, his amazing, wonderful music. And his kids. And... You know... He's brought... You know, he's finally made people realize that blind people are capable. Hell yeah. Can you say yeah? That's when I learned off Steve. You know, one of his concerts. I've never gotten the chance to go because affording it. Yeah, no. That doesn't happen in my world. Having money in my world does not happen. So my dream is to meet Stevie Wonder. Yeah, a few people know that. I don't really let it out to many people because... You know, in my twisted, screwed-up mind, it's an impossible dream. A dream that'll never come true. He'll be dead before I ever get to do that. That sounds so sick. But it's the fact that I've never been able to dream that well. And, you know, I have hope now. And it's not because of Steve as much, but his music, yes, his music does give me urge to dream. But it's the fact that, you know, today I made a deal with someone that we'd just be friends. I got something sorted out today, and it's been really bothering me for the last week that, in my heart, I just knew I'd need to be friends with this person first before anything else. You know, I can't just jump into stuff, and I was, you know, my heart and my mind and my soul just said to me, you know what, Em, you gotta be truth with this guy, you gotta be real with this guy, you gotta tell him that, you know, you wanna jump into a friendship first, and it's really bothering you that, you know, in your heart, you know, your heart is, like, doing, you know, flips, and, you know, as Steve said about, you know, he was, someone got a video of him speaking about the crap that has been going through the media about Michael Jackson this a couple of years ago. But and I love the way he puts it. If you're going to listen to all this crap, just don't. Because it's all bull. Beep! Shit. He didn't say shit in the microphone, but he ripped the microphone away from his mouth, and you could hear him, you could just barely hear him too. But, you know, I really take a lot of my faith and hope and love and peace and all that. And I've been sitting here the last half hour listening to Petra and Carmen and getting my soul straight, you know. Just was feeling a little wobbly and I had to deal with it. And that's why I've been on a crash course and marathon of Stevie Wonder music, because I had to go back to my happiest memories of my childhood, and that's listening to Stevie Wonder, of course, and it's watching him on TV, you know, and listening to him from TV when I was really, really, really young with my adopted sister, Debbie. Peace, Debbie. I miss you, girly. She's one of the few people from my childhood. She's one of the, well, she's basically the only one from my childhood that stayed in touch and didn't give up on me, didn't run away, and didn't push me out of their lives because I had to carry a weight cane. Yes, I like the way Stevie calls it. Blind cane. Love ya. Peace.